What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Hour number two, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And let me just get this out of the way. Now then, we're talking about the war zones. Heavy casualties inflicted on ISIS, 10 units of military hardware destroyed by the Syrian army. And at this point, it looks like ISIS has given up. They did briefly withdraw from the area around Tyus Air Base. Apparently, they regrouped and are trying to go back in there, but the Syrian army is holding them at bay. Certainly, it looks like right now, Vladimir Putin has decided that the war in Syria is pretty much over because they're starting to pull some of their forces out of Syria. And they have ordered the aircraft carrier, the Admiral Kuznetsov, and its battle group to head back to their home port in Severomorsk. Now, this could be because Putin thinks the war is over, or Putin may be aware that the U.S. is trying to provoke a war with Russia and is going to get Russia's forces out of the Syrian theater in order to forestall that. Remember, Putin's a chess player. He thinks things through very, very carefully. Our political leadership is all about poker and hearts and bluffing and bluster and chest thumping, which is why our foreign policy has been such a disaster for decades here. Okay, we're going to go ahead and grab a quick phone call from Brian in Georgia. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Happy New Year. I was just going to had something to say about Jews and Arabs as far as like them being these centuries-old conflict between them, because looking at what Rahm Emanuel is doing in Chicago and what Merkel is doing to Germany, it seems like almost that Jews and Arabs have become allies against, I guess, the rest of the world, for lack of a better word, the Christian world, where they just...
Hang on. I think you're being a bit premature, okay? First of all, throughout history, alliances are always changing. Okay, and what was true today is not necessarily going to be true a year ago. During the 1400s, 1490s, 1500s, during the time of the Inquisition, when Jews were being persecuted by the Christians of Europe, the Arabs willingly took them in. And Jews and Arabs lived peacefully all across the Middle East for quite a long time. Until some political leaders decided, I can make more money and gain more power by turning these people against each other. And so what the FBI did to blacks and whites in this country in the 60s, what they tried to do again last year, you're going to see that throughout history, where you'll have a group of people who are living together in peace and harmony, and somebody's going to come along and start whispering in ears about, how those people over there, they're really evil. They're coming to steal your money or your sheep or your women or whatever, and then they'll go over the other side and say, these people are starting to really look at you kind of funny, and if I were you, I'd buy some weapons, which I will loan you the money to do. And so it's a drastic oversimplification to say that Jews and Arabs have been at each other's throats for all this time. What I find really amazing is that Christians and Jews and Muslims would be enemies in the first place, because all of those religions go back to a single point source of Abraham. But it's an interesting thing when you're looking at a religion that grows and grows until it splits, and all of a sudden there's competition for those collection plates. And that's where a lot of this religious violence starts to originate. Where all of a sudden somebody who had a big church is now one of two smaller churches, and they get very upset because the money's being cut on off. The original Judaism from Abraham's, then the Christians split off, then the Muslims split off from then the Muslims split into Sunni and Shiite. And it always represents a loss of revenue to whoever's in control of the religion prior to the split. When the Catholics declared war on the Cathars, one of the reasons they did that, there were a couple of different reasons. One of the reasons they did that was the Cathars did not think their Christianity was the property of the Catholic Church and refused to pay the Catholic Church's taxes. Back then, literally, the Catholic Church imposed a direct tax on everybody who was a Christian. And the Cathars did not think that the Roman Catholics owned their version of Christianity because they had inherited that version of Christianity directly from Jesus' family and not from this apostolic descent thing. And the Catholics wound up exterminating one-third the population of southern France during those wars.
Wow. Yeah, politics and religion.
Well, they're two faces of the same coin. You know, greed and power, and the lust therefore. Okay?
Yeah, fine.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here, and we're going to do a quick shout-out now to the network affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Now, one indication that the world is seeing the Syrian conflict as drawing to a close is the French delegation has now arrived in Damascus. Apparently, the liberation of Aleppo seems to be the signal that the five-year-long U.S. attempt to overthrow Assad and replace him with a puppet regime is now over. And things are going to start going back to normal. It'll take a while because the U.S. government tends to act like a spoiled brat in such things. But that's a very significant signal. And that may be also another reason why Putin is pulling his forces back. They're not needed there anymore. He's going to take them back home in case they're needed elsewhere. The short version is the U.S. just lost the war in Syria. And this is our biggest military defeat since Vietnam. It goes on Obama's legacy, not Trump's. And with any luck, it's going to bring to an end this agenda of trying to conquer the world's resource-rich areas and shackle them to the U.S. dollar. And maybe we'll avoid World War III getting any worse than it already is. Maybe we'll avoid mushroom clouds. I would dearly like to avoid mushroom clouds. I've got a first-strike nuclear target right out that window. Anyway, moving along here. Speaking of acting like a spoiled brat, apparently 11 civilians were killed and 35 injured in a terrorist, nudge-nudge, wink-wink, say-no-more bombing in Jabla City near Latakia. And interestingly enough, Iran has signaled to Lebanon that they are ready to support and arm the Lebanese army. So the dynamics of the Middle East are starting to change here. We are still at risk, though, of Obama trying to start a war directly with Russia because he's got this Operation Atlantic Resolve against Russia. They've sent something like almost 4,000 tanks along that border with Russia. Massive NATO deployment. And they're always saying, well, we have to counter Russian aggression. Where was Russia aggressive? That's the amazing thing. Talk about Orwellian double talk. Russia's not the problem here. Russia's the only adult in the geopolitical room right now. If there were Russian tanks massing on the Canadian side of our northern border or the Mexican side of our southern border, if there were Russian battle groups sailing around the Gulf of Mexico, you might have a valid point that Russia's being aggressive. But they're not. But it looks like there's an effort between all this nonsense about Russia hacking and act of war and cyber threat of trying to actually start a war with Russia and get it going and established before Trump can come on in and throw cold water on the whole idea. The fatal flaw in their reasoning, as far as I can see, is they're convinced that if they can start the war, Donald Trump will feel he's got no other choice but to continue it. And I think Trump could easily fool them because he is a political outsider. He's a businessman, not a career politician. And because of that, he's not as obsessed with his historical legacy as career politicians like Obama, who's already trying to rewrite the history of his administration, awarding himself medals and decorations. Trump could get into office and call up Putin and say, let's knock this off. And Putin's going to say yes immediately. Neither one of them want a war. They've got other things to deal with. Just as a little reminder, our Nobel Peace Prize president dropped a total of 26,171 bombs last year. It's an amazing year. Meanwhile, the U.S. House of Representatives has shown that, unfortunately, there are still way too many Israel firsters in those offices, and we got to look at starting to get some of those out 2 years from now. And apparently, they passed a resolution, House Resolution 11, which is a obviously non-binding resolution, calls for the United Nations Security Council resolution that was passed a week ago to be repealed or altered so that it's no longer one-sided and anti-Israel. Well, there's a little bit of a problem. Palestine isn't building illegal settlements in Israel, are they? This issue is one-sided because Israel made it one-sided. This House Resolution 11 is also demanding that the U.S. block any actions that are going to be taken at the Paris conference scheduled for January 15th. Don't you dare let them form a Palestinian state. Now, at this point, I am sick to death and fed up with all of these politicians who are supposed to be working for the United States government, who are paid by the United States taxpayers, and they're running around saying, oh, we have to serve Israel, we have to do this, we have to do that. And I know this is an area where Donald Trump and I are not going to see eye to eye, but I think time will cure that particular problem. But let's grab all these members of Congress who are out there worried about Israel and Israel this and that. Let's crate them up, and this time we got to remember to put the air holes in those boxes. And then we ship them to Tel Aviv, because it's very obvious they're not interested in actually being American politicians or American leaders. We're looking at all these countries around the world who are kicking out foreign puppet rulers, like is happening in Libya and Yemen right now. We need to recognize we are also under foreign puppet rule when we see all these politicians who are out there saying, oh, we must serve Israel, we must serve Israel, we must do this, we must give them more money and all the rest of that stuff. Nonsense. It's absolute nonsense. As long as we have a single American sleeping in alleys and eating out of trash dumpsters, this government has no business and no right to send a single penny of America's tax money to foreign governments. We're going to take a phone call. James in South Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I got a question about gold. Back in 1971, that's a long time ago, when Nixon took us off the gold standard, did he have an option from doing that? I mean, it doesn't look like to me there was anything else he could do. What is
no, he was pretty much cornered. There really wasn't anything that he could do because the Federal Reserve, which is not actually a part of the government, was not constrained or did not feel they were constrained by the Bretton Woods Agreement to not overprint dollars. And when France decided that they wanted to send back that huge stack of paper dollars they had and change them for gold at the agreed upon price of $32 per ounce of gold, Nixon looked in Fort Knox and realized they couldn't even begin to cover that. And so the only thing they could do was to de-link gold from the dollar, which was actually something the bankers wanted to happen anyway, because they didn't want any ties between their imaginary money and some kind of a fixed commodity, because it limits their ability to just create new money out of thin air. And it did upset the world markets. It was called the Nixon shock. And the major crisis it provoked was that those countries that had loaned money to the U.S. government or were about to were all of a sudden very concerned that there wasn't enough gold to cover the collateral obligations of the United States. And so at that point, Richard Nixon formed the Environmental Protection Agency, which their real purpose, under the guise of saving the environment for the future, was to start grabbing huge chunks of land, which is illegal under the Enclave Clause of the Constitution, and lock them away from the American people, including their mineral resources, to pledge as collateral on government borrowing. And now the federal government owns about one quarter of the entire nation. And they're not supposed to do that. It's unconstitutional for them to do that. But that's been the real purpose. And they hide the scale of the land theft under all these different name programs, heritage rivers, wilderness zones, roadless areas, wetlands, and so forth and so on. So that when you look at any one of these programs, it doesn't look like they've grabbed all that much land. But when you put it all together, it's almost a quarter of the nation now. And, of course, Obama has just added to that with these massive national monuments he's declared. And
how is that secured?
How is what secured?
The land. I mean, if somebody wants to, they can't reclaim gold. How do they reclaim the land or the minerals? I mean, has this ever been done?
No, it hasn't yet, because the U.S. has not yet defaulted. But basically what it means is, in the event of a U.S. default, and unless somebody stands up and makes the case that the U.S. government acted in bad faith by pledging as collateral something they were not legally entitled to own, then the position of these other countries is going to be, well, we now own this piece of land in your country, and we're allowed to mine or drill or whatever for those natural resources. When Clinton created the Grand Staircase Escalante Monument, underneath it is a huge reserve of low-sulfur coal. Technically, Clinton actually violated Utah's statehood agreement by doing that. But if we're not careful, we're going to wake up one day as tenants on this land, because it's being taken away from us bit by bit by bit by our own government. And it is illegal and unconstitutional for them to do it, but they keep on doing it because, you know, the courts all work for them. And corporate media is going to say, oh, this is a really good thing. Yes, all you Americans, you're going to have to live down here in this little tiny piece of the corner of the country, because the rest of the country now belongs to your, you know, bankers in Europe and bankers in Asia and bankers in Saudi Arabia.
Well, would you say that the dollar now then, I mean, if it's secured with the land, is it? It's not really a true fiat dollar, is it? It's something kind of a hybrid, is it not?
Well, you're mixing apples and oranges here, because when the U.S. government borrows from other countries, they're not borrowing dollars; they're borrowing other hard currencies that they use for trade and foreign exchange at whatever the current rates are. The U.S. paper dollar is backed up by Americans' slave labor. Because the way the scam works is the U.S. Treasury, instead of printing up currency, prints up a Treasury bond. They send that piece of ink and paper over to the Federal Reserve, which then issues the equivalent as Federal Reserve notes, either real paper notes, which they actually contract back to the Treasury Department to actually print, or just by typing numbers into a computer. Now, the only thing that redeems those Treasury bonds are future tax revenues, which means every Treasury bond out there represents a promise by the U.S. government that they are going to take money away from you and give you back nothing in exchange for it. And that basically, when they take your labor and don't give you anything for it, that's slavery. And that's what backs up the Treasury bonds. The problem is they've overprinted the Treasury bonds as well. There's a Treasury bond bubble out there. There aren't enough Americans, even at 80 to 90% tax rates, to ever redeem all that paper. Maybe somebody thought flooding illegal immigrants and refugees into this country would create a workforce that could generate the revenues to make good on the Treasury, but most of these people aren't getting jobs. They are, in fact, a further burden on the existing taxpayers. And this is what I mean by people not really thinking things all the way through. And maybe they don't want to, because when you think about the long term of the United States, it's not a positive image. Anyway, James, got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Fall, my favorite time of year. cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I'm just checking in on the corporate media here. And, of course, everybody's talking about the shooting in Florida. Senate hearings trying to blame Russia for waxy yellow buildup or whatever it is they're trying to do have vanished because they weren't working. And, again, just going over the info, there's very, very little. Still no talk about what a motive is. Does it qualify as an act of terror? Seems like it. Now they're talking about whether or not Obama and the governor of Florida have spoken with each other. Why would this escalate to the national level? I'd like to know. Anyway, back to the economic news. Gold gained in all currencies in 2016. Analysts are expecting that gold will outperform the Standard & Poor's for the next several years, which is why the United States is now trying to pressure other countries like India to limit cash and to ban gold. To take away from you that last bit of freedom to be in charge of your own wealth. The model they seem to be heading toward is... you will work, and the banks and the government will take the profit from that work, and we will let you have some of it back when you need to eat. They tried that system before, down on those antebellum plantations in the Deep South before the Civil War. Now, when this nation was started, money was actually precious metals. The metal in the coins was the money. The paper notes were claim checks only. They used to say you can take this paper note to the bank and get its equivalent face value in lawful money, because the lawful money was that silver or gold or nickel coin. And once you had that and put it in your pocket, there wasn't a thing the bankers or the government could do to change its value. And all that went away shortly after John F. Kennedy was assassinated, when they took the silver out of the coins and declared the ink and paper note to be the money and not a claim check anymore. And that transferred control over the value of the money in your pocket from you to the bankers and the government. But you still had the option of taking the money out of the bank or the stock market and putting it in your pocket or burying it in the mayonnaise jar out by the pineapple plantation. Now they want to take that away from you. There is a record 95,102,000 Americans not in the labor force. That's an 18% increase since Barack Obama took office. So Obama cannot say, in fact, that there was any kind of an economic recovery during his two terms in office. Yet the official government unemployment numbers are still in the single digits. It's magic. We're going to take a phone call. Andy in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. We're kind of living in an illusion society right now, whereas you and I, we like to believe that the Constitution has any bearing on what we're doing in this world right now, and yet it doesn't exist. It just simply doesn't exist. I mean, try to take a constitutional argument into a courtroom and see how far that gets you. I've done that. I've defended myself in court before, and they just continue to interrupt you every time you bring up any kind of constitutional event. And you may incriminate yourself. And then they stop you several times. I mean, I was on a Fourth Amendment plea with these guys, and it had been violated, obviously had been violated. But they just kept cautioning me. They kept interrupting me.
Okay, I'm sorry to cut you off, but we're about to hit a commercial break. We know the courts are corrupt and everything, but the Constitution still exists as long as we, the people, say it is still the law of this land, and I will not obey or support any government that is not in compliance with that Constitution, and neither should you. Thank you for the call, Andy. We got to let you go and take some commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Here we're going to take a quick phone call, and then we're going to close the phone lines for the next half hour because I've got a lot of news to get through before the Lady Claire joins us. Brian in Illinois, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I would like to bring up a subject that's talked about much, and that's the institutions. By that, I mean these federal agencies and security agencies and all those groups that are so now, I think, have gone rogue. And all of them, they're out of control. And whatever good they used to do, if there was any, I don't think the bad that they do now, the destructive, and it's really destructive, effects of these agencies are now they've become powers within themselves, and the political power is I mean, you know, 150 years ago or 170 years ago, you had men like John C. Calhoun. Whatever position that he took, he was kind of the center of it, and that doesn't exist today. Oh, what you have now is the you know, the Defense Department or the Pentagon says this, and or the Army says that, and I'm not so much concerned about those groups as these intelligence agencies, the rest of these government agencies that are basically out of control.
Okay, and well let me step in here a little bit here. Okay, pardon? First of all, there's always been a problem with intelligence agencies who, by their very nature, are deceptive, concealing, lie. There's been a concern all along. Even while Bill Donovan, when he was first setting up OSS and then later pointing it in the direction of the CIA, expressed concern about there had to be adequate oversight. Or intelligence agencies do tend to go rogue. It's almost an inevitability. Harry Truman expressed a similar concern. Obviously, that Operation Screwworm out of Arkansas in the 1980s, where they were smuggling guns to Nicaragua and paying for it by smuggling in and selling cocaine to our kids, was not officially sanctioned by the U.S. government. But in the current case, because of the ongoing coordination, I think the establishment, maybe they've got an attitude like a rock star, we're out of this room, let's wreck the place before we go. It seems like there is a high-level decision coming down from Obama himself to get a war with Russia going before Trump can take office in order to basically tie his hands and prevent him from bringing peace with Russia, peace with China. But the intelligence agencies do see themselves as set apart from people. And again, if you watch that movie Snowden that Oliver Stone did, a big part of the film is telling how Snowden came on in with these very high ideals and noble intentions. And just as he saw this attitude within NSA of, you know, who cares about the Fourth Amendment? We're here to spy on people and that's what we do and we're having fun and it's cool and we're high tech. Or if you go back... there have been several movies on the same topic, but there is that elitist attitude when you're in one of these agencies. You know, I mean, when J. Edgar Hoover, hang on a second, please. When J. Edgar Hoover was running the FBI, he literally called his own office at the FBI the seat of the government because he had the blackmail goods on everybody with his secret files, which disappeared when he died or was assassinated. Nobody ever knows where that information went. Anyway, listen, Brian, I got to let you go because we got to close the phone lines. I got a lot of stuff to get through and only little time to get through it. So thank you very much for the phone call. And yes, the intelligence agencies do go rogue. Their very nature is being concealing. And very often they're working at cross purposes. We're talking about the economy. The U.S. car recession is spreading among the largest automakers. They may be screaming for bailouts yet again. Think about all the way back in 2008, where the collapse of the mortgage-backed security fraud started this huge economic decline. And what did the U.S. government do? They didn't jail the crooked bankers. They took trillions of dollars from the American people, and they gave them to these banks that had done this fraud and caused the problem, so those bankers could then loan that money back to us at interest. Swell deal for the banks. And, of course, for those members of Congress invested in those financial institutions, it basically saved their portfolios. Now, had the government done exactly the opposite, if they'd gone after these Wall Street banks, taken trillions from them, and given them to the American people, especially those who were harmed by the real estate frothing, the predatory mortgages, the false foreclosures and everything, then Americans would have had enough money to keep paying their mortgage payments. There wouldn't have been a mortgage crisis. They would have had money to buy new homes. Wouldn't be a real estate crisis. They would have had money to go on down to the shopping mall and buy all kinds of products, hopefully made in America. Wouldn't have been a retail crisis. And they would have been buying new American-made cars. They wouldn't have had to bail out the automotive giants. What the U.S. government did in response to the meltdown of the mortgage-backed security fraud in 2008 was absolutely the wrong thing to do for the good of the nation as a whole. All it did was serve the special interests, the rich, and the powerful. And now, of course, and if you look at the car commercials on TV right now, the deals are just amazing. If I actually had money, I would be running down to the dealership right now. But that's the problem. When you take all the money in a society and you pile it up on the elites, there's nothing left for the economy to function with. And that's where we are right now. It's all locking up here. Article we're looking out of the Organic Prepper. They're calling it Retail Apocalypse 2017. We've already been talking about how Macy's is going to be closing a whole bunch of stores. Sears is going to be closing Sears and Kmart stores. Hundreds of stores are going to be closing because, contrary to all the media hype and those staged sales riot videos where they have a bunch of actors screaming and beating each other up to get through the doors on Black Friday, the Christmas sales and everything, to get you all whipped up and say, you better get down here before the bargains are gone. It's all about pushing product. Nobody had money for this Christmas. Everybody was baking. I made you a banana bread for Christmas. Oh, I love banana bread. That's great. And we're already hitting the point where all of the seasonal workers, the temporary help for the holiday shopping season, are being let go. So next month's job numbers are going to be really, really bad. And thousands of non-seasonal, theoretically permanent long-term jobs are now being cut. If Christmas is the most wonderful time of the year, January is the exact opposite. So let's take a moment here to talk about human-caused global warming. And apparently over in Boise, Idaho, they have set an all-time snow record. In fact, it beat the last record by 2 inches, but that last record was set in 1983 and then tied in 1985, and they just beat it. All-time record snowfall there. Meanwhile, Europe is really getting hammered. They're dealing with super cold weather. Temperatures are below zero. Heavy snowfalls all over. Remember the other day we were talking about ski resorts in Montana had to close because it's too cold to ski. The wind chill factor was minus 40. You start at the top of that ski slope and shoots down, you're an ice cube by the time you reach the bottom. Remember what we were saying about Old Faithful Geyser in Yellowstone? The water coming out of that boiling geyser is freezing as soon as it leaves. It's a snow geyser. California is about to be hit with a major, major storm. They're calling it a once-in-10-year storm. And they're looking at major blizzards, along with the possibility of flooding and avalanches. So there's an article that came on out over at dailycaller.com about the top five failed snow-free and ice-free predictions. And obviously that March 20th, 2000 prediction in the UK Independent, snowfalls are now a thing of the past. That was one of them. Ski resorts will go out of business. That was another one. Remember in 2009, the UK Met Office predicted a snow-free winter for Britain, and they got hammered. Photos from space just showed the British Isles totally, totally white. It almost looked like a painted globe rather than the real world. And all of the global warming people are on the defensive once again saying, well, you know, one exceptionally cold and snowy winter does not disprove global warming. Except that we have had several record-setting winters in a row. And because the motto of the U.S. government and the corporate media is, if at first you don't succeed, lie, lie again. They're still out there trying to say, the world is warming. You're warming the world. We've got to tax carbon. We don't care if it's freezing where you are. We're the government. We're the media. We know what's best. Now, over at Natural News, which is one of the independent media websites that has come under attack by the corporate media, because they're telling the truth about things like GMO and vaccinations here. They published their list of the top 10 most outrageous science hoaxes of 2016. Human-caused global warming obviously made the cut. along with the Zika virus terror campaign. And it turned out Zika was no big deal, and they killed off millions and millions of honeybees in the process. Another one that was on the list was scientific political polling, which assured us all Hillary Clinton was going to win in a landslide victory. We're entering a period that I think Tacitus described accurately when he said, the more laws you have, the more corrupt your society has become. And along that same topic is an article over at the Rutherford Institute. The Titanic sails at dawn. Warning signs point to danger ahead in 2017. And they're talking about things like mandatory quarantines without due process, mandatory vaccinations and treatment, mental health assessments by non-medically trained personnel. There's a nationwide push to have pastors, teachers, hairstylists, bartenders, police officers to basically do a diagnosis of you to see if you're having a mental health issue requiring confinement, hospitalization. California has proposed a new bill, Senate Bill 18, that makes it illegal for parents to make medical decisions about their own children. SB 18 will allow California to seize children away from their parents in their homes if parents make any medical decisions that the state deems to be not in the child's best interests, meaning in the best interests of the pharmaceutical corporations, the medical industrial complex. And this bill is authored by Dr. Richard Pan, who was also behind the mandatory vaccination bill. By the way, for those of you who haven't seen it yet, the DVD for the documentary Vaxxed is now available on eBay. I gave away all my copies. I had to buy some more, and instead of having to go to Amazon, I found them on eBay. So you can get them. It's becoming my standard present to any expecting family. You need to watch this. Interestingly enough, there's a very alarming story coming out of Brass Check TV. Apparently, seed libraries are now under attack. And you're probably asking, what's a seed library? Well, seed libraries are a very old tradition in farming country. We had them in New Hampshire when I was growing up. And basically what it was is at the end of the year and your harvest, you would harvest the seeds to grow next year's crops. And you might keep some of them in your barn, or you might join the seed library, which was a community-operated, you know, safe storage area for the seeds. And then the next spring, you'd go on in and you'd say, I need seeds for so much corn, so much potato, so much rutabaga, so much parsnips, carrots, and so forth. And you'd get your seeds and you'd go plant your garden. Well, now the government is pushing for a law that seed libraries, which are by and large nonprofit volunteer organizations, have to follow the same regulations as large seed corporations like Monsanto. And what's going on here is Monsanto can afford all this regulatory burden. Nonprofit volunteer seed libraries can't. They're trying to drive the seed libraries out of business. Monsanto's goal is to destroy hereditary heritage seed planting, to force everybody to buy their GMO seeds. And certainly the colony collapse disorder, which some scientists have now linked to GMO pollen, is part of that business plan, because if you don't have honeybees, you can't pollinate your plants. And I think this is another case of not thinking things all the way through, because if all food production is dependent on Monsanto and their GMO seeds, and Monsanto makes a mistake, or they go out of business, how do we grow next year's food? The seed libraries are shut down. It's enforced dependence on Monsanto for food, It's enforced dependence on the banks to manage your money for you. And enforced dependence is slavery. Four more government officials have been charged in Flint over the water crisis, bringing the total to 13. And I think there needs to be investigations in other cities because it's now come on out. Thousands of American cities actually have worse quality tap water than Flint does. Did that come about through the same political corruption? Well, we're going to save money by not putting certain chemicals into the water, not making it safe. We need to find that out. We'll be right back.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat. You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And the corporate media is now back to pushing this thing about Russia's undermining our democracy and denigrating Hillary Clinton. Well, Hillary Clinton gave them a lot to denigrate her with. Let us all not lose sight of a fact. All of those emails, regardless of how they became public, were written by Hillary Clinton and her staffers. They wrote those things. They said those things. They did those things. Nobody's ever denied it happened. They're trying to kill the messenger here, whoever it was, and now they're trying to claim the messenger is Russia. Now, this declassified version of the intel report that came on out, is it's basically making a bunch of assertions with no backing, that Russia had a plan to denigrate Hillary Clinton, that they were going to blah, blah, blah. And again, the hypocrisy is stunning when you realize the CIA has admitted rigging elections in 81 other countries. And they're still pushing this as hard as they can. One of our listeners actually wrote on in with the suggestion that the timing of the Fort Lauderdale shooting was fortuitous because it gave the media a reason to not report on Donald Trump's response to all of this Russian hacking propaganda. But don't worry, we'll pick up the slack here in the independent media because that's what we're here for. Now then, getting into a little bit of science news as we hit the top of the hour. The world's biggest space telescope may be in trouble. The Super Hubble, otherwise known as the James Webb Space Telescope, has failed its latest test. They were doing a vibration test to make sure the telescope could actually withstand the vibration of the launch, and sensors shut it down. Now, the telescope was not damaged. They're going to make some changes and continue the vibration test. I think it's a good thing they're testing thoroughly. They really need to. Remember when the Hubble first went up and they opened up the camera and it was out of focus? It was a failure of testing. They had done two tests on the components of the optical system, one of which said, there's a problem with the curve on the main mirror. And the other one said, the main mirror is fine. And NASA just said, well, we're going to throw out the report that says there's a problem, and we'll just go with the one that says it's okay. Same thing they did with the labeled release experiment results on Viking. And they got into space. It couldn't see. They had to launch a shuttle mission to fix it. So at least they're testing a little bit more thoroughly. The one thing they never did on the original Hubble, and they had time to do it because the Hubble's launch was delayed because of the Challenger disaster. Nobody ever thought to just take the lens cap off of the completed satellite and actually look through it electronically, which would have shown the problem right there, but they didn't do that. We're going to take a real quick phone call before the top of the hour. Bob in Pennsylvania, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. Michael, I just want to tell you how much I like this show.
Thank you.
I can't tell you how much information I have gained since November 3rd. I was searching for somebody, because I met a guy at the laundromat, and he told me that I should get informed. I should look up. So I started searching around. I fell on your show. I've been watching it every day since. I got to tell you, I never knew. 95% of the stuff that you say, I never knew.
Well, thank you. Well, when you live as long as I have, you'll know as much as I do. That's...
I don't know if that's going to work, but...
All right, well, yes. Bob, I got to let you go. There's the music. We got to take a break for our station identification, and we'll be back with the lovely Lady Claire.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.